This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from the campus of Northern Arizona University. No Más Muertes, or No More Deaths, is an Arizona-based advocacy group that provides humanitarian relief along the U.S.-Mexico border. Since 2004, the group has offered food, water, and medical attention to immigrants trying to illegally cross the border from Mexico. And now, the group has a musical component. That's because of the work of Spanish professor Robert Neustadt. He and his students travel to the border and see firsthand what many call a militarized humanitarian crisis. They camp out, hike migrant trails, and interview those who have been deported.
You know, we had read about the border, we had watched films about the border, we had studied the border from as many different perspectives as possible. But when you look at it with your own eyes, it has a whole different meaning, and you really understand things at a much more profound level.
Neustadt says they use the massive border wall as a musical instrument.
A guy named Glenn Wyant, he's a sound sculptor, and he started playing the wall. He puts contact microphones on the wall and bows it with a cello bow. He also taps on it and scrapes it and beats on it with what he calls instruments of mass percussion. And then he calls the students up two by two, and we have the largest group ensemble performances of the world's largest and most expensive musical instrument in the world.
Together with other musicians, poets, and songwriters, Neustadt has created a two-album CD called Border Songs. This piece, by Margaret Randall, blends sounds from the wall.
Along the lonely desert roads with clusters of Minutemen and unmarked cars, a parade of jeeps with license plates from far-flung states, abandoned plastic gallon jugs.
For every CD sold, No Más Muertes buys 29 gallons of water to stash in the desert, in places where migrant traffic is heavy. For Neustadt and other supporters of humanitarian border efforts, it's a small step in bringing down the number of immigrant deaths each year. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.